Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned in who are planning on participating in the Authors of Success training class and course. That's what we are tuned in to now. That's what you are listening to now. For those who are listening and would like to receive assistance and help in getting your book published and market ready, that is what this course and class is all about. So the first thing I'd like to do is go on and ask who is on the line, who have registered or who has promised to pay for this course and who is on the line today so I can take a roll call. If we can start off and, by those who are tuned in and by letting me know who's on the air. Welcome, praise the Lord once again. Today is October the 9th, Thursday. You are now in tune to the Authors for Success Training, class number 101. I'd like to thank those who are tuned in, who are listening, who have promised to pay, but you have not as of yet. But this is how you need to register for those who are listening and who have tuned in, who would like to be a part of this class or this training. In order to actually take part of this class and training session, you need to register. And the website that you will need to go to register for this training course is you need to go to www.authorsforsuccess.eventbrite.com. Once again, for those who may be tuned in now who have not registered, you need to register. And to register for this class or this training session, you need to go to www.authorsforsuccess.eventbrite.com. Once you register and you have completed the registration, you need to log in under the Authors for Success Training. This class session that we are going into now is session or course number 101. The next course will be 110, and then there will be course 120, and then the last course will be 130. Each course is 4 weeks long. This course will end this session will end on the 23rd of October. This will conclude this first course for this training. For those of you who are tuned in and are listening now who have not yet registered, if you know of anyone else, you might want to pass this word on to other people who you may know of that the Lord has placed a book in their spirit that needs to be released. And we are here to assist and to help you and them to get your book market ready and also get it published first. But we need to know who is all is going to be on board, who all will be enrolled. So, the first thing you need to do is you need to register. And I'm going to give this information out again at the end of, before this hour is over. Once again, you need to go to www.authorsforsuccess.eventbrite.com in order to register for this class. Also, I need to pass on the information regarding the what's the word I want to use at this time? Bear with me. Consecration, that's what I wanted to say. This whole month started the 1st of October through the end of this month. For the whole month of October, it's a month of consecration that is being presented by Kingdom Builders International and Kingdom Daughters International Ministries. The classes will be taught by... on the 31st, and also each Sunday at 8 p.m., will be taught by Prophetess Teresa Phillips Dox. He will be in charge of this consecration. So if you have any information or if you would like to receive more information pertaining to this month-long consecration, and also pertaining to the teachings that will be done by Prophetess Teresa Phillips Dock each Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have any questions or would like more information, you can call 312 area code 574-0212. Again, the number to call for more information about the consecration for the month of October, you can call 312-574-0212. So that's the announcement that I wanted to make before I go into more information pertaining to the Author of Success Training course. Last time I was on the air pertaining to this session, which was our first day, I did go over free orientation that was free to those who were listening at that time. But for now, for those that would like to be participants in this course for a training session, again, you must register first. For those who have tuned in and who have promised to pay, I'm going to go ahead with you two, the two of you or whoever, however many are listening in now. I would like for you to make sure that you have pencil and paper available with you now, because there's some very important information that I'm about to give out to you that you are going to need to know. Very, very important information that you need to know. Some of the first things that you need to do in order to be a successful author. So, again, you need to make sure you have pen and paper, because I'm going to pass out quite a bit of information within the next few minutes pertaining to what we're going to be doing in the course of these training classes. One of the very first things that I want to make sure that you know of, for those of you who are listening, who are have the Lord has placed a book in your spirit, and you're here seeking help and advice from myself and all those who will be facilitating along with myself during this course for training, Office for Success Training. Again, I would not be the only person facilitating this these courses. I will be assisted by other people from Kingdom Builders, International Kingdom Builders, and I greatly appreciate their assistance. Now, as we go into your book, for those who have tuned in, the very first thing that I would suggest to you for future authors, and this is something that was told to me by one of my publishers, and I found it to be very true. One of the very first things that you want to do is do not, again, I repeat, please do not give out your information pertaining to the title of your book or your work. Go around giving that information out to anyone first before you have gotten your book copyrighted through the Library of Congress. That is the very first thing you want to do, is you want to get your book copyrighted. So we at Kingdom Builders International Ministry, through the Authors for Success training, we will assist you in making sure that you have the correct paperwork that you need to send in regarding getting your book copyrighted. Again, you must come up with a title. That's the first thing you want to do, is come up with a title. Then once you come up with a title, you want to make sure that you send off to the Library of Congress, and I have all that information. I will be giving it to you at the right time. But what you want to do is, matter of fact, I'm going to give that information out today. I can give that information out because some of you may be ready now. You may have enough material ready as well. You can go ahead and apply for your copyright. So before we end this class today, I will definitely give you the information and the address where you need to send off to get your copyright for your book. Again, that is the first thing you want to do. Come up with the title for your book. Again, do not discuss it with anyone. You want to make sure that you have your copyright paperwork back from the Library of Congress before you really start telling people about what you're doing. Because if you don't, someone else can steal your title of your book, and they can actually use it for themselves if you have not been the first one to have a copy written through the Library of Congress. So their thing is, they normally go by whoever applied first. That is who is normally going to get the title for that book. So, again, make sure that you get your book copyrighted. And, again, we will assist you in doing so. The next thing you want to do in order to capture or catch the eye of a prospective reader of your book, one of the main things that you want to do is you want to ensure that your book cover, whether you come up with it yourself or in some cases my publishers have assisted me in designing my book cover, and some of my book covers I have actually designed them myself. So if you have a book cover that you want to design for yourself, you will want to submit that book cover design with your manuscript to whatever publisher you're going to be using, whoever is going to be publishing your book. You want to make sure that your book cover catches the reader of the reader's eye. That is one of the first things you're going to see is your book cover. The next thing that you want to make sure is that your title catches the eye of the reader. And also your title should kind of mend together with your book cover. It should be more or less speaking to the readers as they look at the shelves and see your book cover and your title. That those two things should catch the reader's eyes that make them interested enough to pick up your book. Now, the next thing you want to do that's very important is you want to make sure that you have an introduction page. Each book, you have read any books, and I'm sure that you have, you will always find, in most cases, that there's going to be an introduction page. That is very important to know and remember. That information page is given the readers once they find your book attractive enough and their title catches their eye, that they will actually pick up your book. In most cases, what they're going to do is, first thing they're going to do, besides looking at the book cover, is they're going to go right to the introduction page. You do not want your introduction page to be too long. And in your introduction page, what you're actually doing is giving us a synopsis of what your book is covering, what your entire book is going to be dealing with to the reader. So in some small way, while they're reading your introduction page, they will get a rough idea as to what your book is about. So you want to make that introduction page very interesting, interesting enough for them to pick it up and read it, and then that's going to hopefully make them want to actually buy your book. So you do not want your introduction page to be too long. I would suggest that your book introduction page be no longer than a page or a page and a half. Because if your book introduction is more than a page and a half, most likely most people will not read it, and then they're not going to purchase your book. But you do not want to bore your prospective reader or buyers. You do not want to bore them even while they're in the bookstore deciding on whether they should purchase your book or not. So, again, you want to make sure that your introduction page gives them a good overview of what your book is all about. And, again, you want to make that very exciting and very interesting to the point as to where they would actually pick up your book and they would want to buy it. So those are the first three things that are very important that you must meet and you need to remember and know at all times. There are I have another call coming in, but I'm going to I can't answer that call right now because I want to go ahead and give you all more information that you need to know. That is very important. Those three items that I just spoke to you are the very first three things that you need to do. Also, you need to know, for some people that may have read books and you may have seen in the front or the back of a book, you're going to see barcodes. Those are very important barcodes and different ISBN codes. The ISBN number is what the Library of Congress will use to track your books at the Library of Congress. Your barcode, which is a smaller barcode normally in the back of the book, is what the cashiers will normally use to scan your book. What that does is that gives them a chance to let you what they're doing is scanning your book, they're getting the price of the book, and at the same time, that scanner is keeping track of how many books you have actually sold. And that same barcode is going to be used worldwide. So wherever your book is going to be sold, once that book crosses that scanner, it will be tracked. So you will always be able to know exactly how many books have been sold. So that is the what you want to do is make sure that you get your barcode and your ISBN number. And also, please note that in most cases, your publisher will be the one that will get that information for you. Once you have signed a contract with the publisher, in most cases, you need to ask them up front, will they be getting your barcode and your ISBN number for you? Is that included in your package deal pertaining to before your book is published? You want to make sure you have all that in writing from your publisher. Some publishers would prefer that the prospective author get the ISBN number and barcode. I have done that myself too, but I also have had other publishers that have gotten the information for me. So that is very important information that you need to know. And also, this is another thing that is very important that a lot of prospective authors are not aware of. You, as the author, do not set the price of your book. The publisher, whoever is going to be publishing your book, they are the ones that will determine the price of your book. So you do not need to worry about setting a price for your book because they know how many pages they're going to be looking at, how many pages it is, what type of book it is, and what type of audience it's going to be reaching. So they are the ones who will set the price for your books. So I thought that was very important information that you would need to know. Yes, again, do not worry about trying to figure out how much your book is going to cost. Your publisher will be taking care of that. During these classes and during these courses, we will allow open discussions at the end of each class. Again, open discussions will be allowed at the end of each class. So if you have a question that you may want to ask, don't feel embarrassed or don't feel like your question may be stupid, because that very question that you may have that you might have wanted to ask and did not ask, it may be very vital information that can help you and also help someone else. So, yes, that's why we are going to give you a chance at the end of each class for each person to have a chance to we're going to have open discussions at the end of each class. And also homework will be given out. Yes, again, homework will be given out. So it's very important that you do not miss or skip any classes if possible. We will be downloading. We will be downloading. So one of the other tools that you're going to need in order to take this class after you register, you must make sure that you have a laptop or a computer, because during the course of these classes, at some point we will be Skyping. So that is why it is very necessary for you to have your computers or your laptops, because we will be going through e-books, which will aid us and help me and the other facilitators through from Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters, which will aid and help us help teach this course and classes. Again, we will be Skyping during these classes, so you need to make sure that your computer is up and ready. At the end of the class and sessions, we will do a survey. We will be giving each person that actually takes the class, and of course, we will be giving you a survey to fill out, so we can find out exactly how you felt we were as facilitators and teachers, and that information will be beneficial to us as we continue in the future as to how we can better teach and train those whom the Lord has placed a book in their spirits, and we will be assisting them as well. So that is why we want to give you a chance to give us feedback through your surveys at the end of the class and course. So we will know how you feel. Was it worth your time? Will it be helpful? Will it be beneficial to continue with this course for other people? Those are the type of questions that we will be asking in the survey and other courses. Again, this course and this class that we're dealing with now is class number 101. Again, it will end on the 23rd of October. The Thursday to 23rd of October will be the last day for this session. Then we will take a break, and then we will go into class number 110, or session 110. We here at Kingdom Builders International, we want each author, each prospective author, we want you to know that we are here to help you in your experience in becoming a published author. You will be blessed as well as those who will be buying and reading your book. And the most important thing to know is that God will be glorified. We're going to make it fun and exciting. And in the end, you will be an author. That is our goal for those of us here at Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Builders International Ministries. So I am going to go backwards, and I'm going to go over a few things that I did discuss earlier during the orientation. For those who are listening now that may not had a chance to listen in during the orientation about 2 weeks ago, again, I'm going to re-stress, yes, we are offering referral fees for you. If you refer someone and they actually take this training course, they must actually sign up and take the course for class. Then you will receive a $10 referral fee after the first 4 weeks. And then after that, if you refer someone else, other than the original person that you assisted and they actually took the course, if you refer someone else, then you will receive an additional $10 referral fee. But they must enroll during class number 101. That is one of the stipulations. They must register during this section, this course, 101. So, again, I want you to know that it is my pleasure. It is. I am so grateful that the Lord has opened this door to give me an opportunity to assist you along with other facilitators from Kingdom Builders. It is going to be fun. It is going to be very exciting. I am excited for you because I know the Lord did it for me, and he's going to do it for you. Your job is to make sure that you are determined and that you are sincere and that God is going to get the glory out of your book. And once you decide and have a strong determination that you know that the Lord has placed a book in you, and you go forward, not listening to people because people would discourage you if they are not doing what you are doing and they see the Lord moving in your life, do not allow naysayers, do not let doubters get into your mind, because once the Lord has placed this book in your spirit and he started working with you, pretending to get your book out ready for the marketplace, you will be criticized. You will have people tell you that it can't be done. I've had the same thing happen to me, but look what God has done for me. And that same God that did it for me, he's going to do it for you as well. So all you have to do is be determined that you are going to do this. And with the Lord's help, with the help of Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Builders International Ministries, together, we are going to help you get your book market ready. And God, again, is going to get the glory, and you will be blessed for doing what God has assigned to your hands. So, again, first thing that I would like to go over once again that you must do and that you want to do is do not, and I repeat, do not give your information out. If you already have your title for your book, do not give that information out to anyone. I don't care how close you think they are to you. You will be surprised at how many people will steal your information and use it to their advantage. So, again, what the Library of Congress does is they will normally go by the first person that send in their registration, copyright, or their paperwork or their manuscript to be copyrighted by the Library of Congress. They will normally give it to the first person that submit their paperwork. So, and this is something else that you would want to do. Before you submit your paperwork, if you have already started on your book, and hopefully you have, but if not, that's still okay. But what you want to do before you actually send off for your copyright information, I would suggest that you come give your book a title. That is one of the things you're going to include on your application. When you send it in to the Library of Congress, they're going to ask you for the title of your book, who is the creator of the work, which would be yourself. When you, what year you did it, the work. So again, that is the first thing you want to do is come up with your title. And if you can, type up a few, if it's not the whole chapter or a few chapters of your book, you want to try to include something along with your application for your copyright. What I did was I actually typed up about 3 chapters, even though my book has like 31 chapters, and it just to give you an idea as to what I'm talking about. I actually sent in, along with my application for my copyright, I actually sent in 3 chapters of the book that I was writing at the time. And then after I received my, and after I sent it off to receive my copyright, I was still in the process of writing more. So after by the time I actually received my copyright, official copyright papers back from the Library of Congress, I was nearly finished with my book, and that's when I forwarded my manuscript to my publisher. So again, if you can, even if it's only 2 or 3 chapters, you want to include something with that application, with the title of your book, before you submit it to the Library of Congress. So, again, do not let anyone know the title of your book. What you want to do also is you want to copyright your book. All right? Or it don't have to be typed out. You can actually handwrite 1 or 2 or 3 chapters. Submit it that way along with your type. Now, your information pertaining to your copyright should be really typed. It should be professional. You can actually go online. It's cheaper if you would go online and submit your application for your copyright. And then when you do it online, it's cheaper, and also you would get your copyright back to you within about 3 to 4 months. But if you actually pay by mail, which I have done that, I actually pay by mail, and it actually takes a little longer to receive your official copyright back when you do it not by computer, but by mail. That is what I'm trying to say. If you do it by mail, it's going to cost you more, and then it's going to take longer before you actually receive your hard copy of your copyright from the Library of Congress. So if you can, if you have a computer, you would want to go online to submit for your copyright. That is one of the ways that I found out after I had mailed my paperwork in. Then I found out later that you could go online and do the same thing online, and it's a lot cheaper. So, again, I will definitely give you that information. I'm going to get that information to you in just a few minutes. If you could, matter of fact, I have to go back to my office, and I'm going to unplugging his phone right now, and I'm going back to the office to get this information for the copyright for those of you who are listening and who are ready to submit your paperwork to the Library of Congress. And I have it. And if you have a pen, hopefully you have a pen, so you can write this information down. And first, what you want to do is, the Library of Congress address is, let me see here, hold on just 1 second, so bear with me. The Library of Congress. But yes, while I'm looking for that in this book, in this manual, the address for the Library of Congress. Yes, those are the things that you do not want to do, is you do not want to go around giving out your information pertaining to your book, because yes, even some Christians will, if they know that they have an upper hand and they can get your book and they can steal your information, it's sad to say, but even some Christians have done that, use other people's information and have gotten the actual book because they were the first one that submitted the information to the Library of Congress. So again, yeah, you want to make sure that you get your book covered. That's what you want. That's what the Library of Congress does. They cover you so that no one else can steal your information. They cannot steal your book title. So it's always like this when you when you're trying to get information out, you have it marked it already. It's always seemed like it's hard to find it, but I have the book in my hand and I know that it is in here because I've actually used it to get my book copyrighted. You just bear with me just 1 second. And I'm just so what you want to do is it, I know it's the Library of Congress. Look here. Yeah, I probably find it faster that way. Yeah. But what you want to do is make sure that you address your envelope to the Library. Oh, here we go. The Library of Congress. Yeah, you're gonna do a copyright filing fee. Well, see, it was at one point. I don't know how much it is now. I think it's $75 now if you do it by mail. I think it's $55. If you go online, they would give you. They would actually give you the correct amount if you do it by mail or online. They would actually give you. There's a number that you can call, and they will actually give you the correct amount that you need to send in with your manuscript before they will actually send you your official copyright papers from Washington, D.C., saying that you are the owner of that particular book and that no one else can steal it from you. So that is what you want to do. Again, you want to make sure that you have your book cover is going to pop. That's what you want to do. You want to have a book cover that pops. If the people go through the different bookstores and if they're looking around, they have already in mind as to what they're looking for. But so what you want to do is catch them off guard with something that's going to pop. It's going to catch their attention. It's going to make them pick up that book. And that's why it's so important that once they pick that book up, then the very next thing they're going to do, because I do it myself, the very next thing I normally do is I look for the introduction page. And what I'm looking for in the introduction page, it's going to let me know if it's going to be worth me buying that book or not. And if the introduction is boring or too long, trust me, people are not going to buy that book. They're going to put it down, and they're going to move on, and they're going to keep looking. So that's what you want to do. You want to make that book cover attractive. If you can make it colorful, you want to do that too. Again, you want to make it pop. You want to make it very interesting. To those who are, because you're not the only person, you know, that is trying to sell your book. So what you want to do is, again, you want to make your book stand out, even in the bookstore. You want your book to stand out so that people, it would draw people to them when they see it. Okay, now, the address to the copyright office is, this is how your envelope should be addressed. Copyright Office, and the OPYRIGHT office. The next line should be the address is 101 Independence, 101 Independence Avenue, comma Southeast. That's S dot E dot. The next line will be Washington D.C. The zip code is 20559. Again, that's 20559-6000. Let me give you that address again to the Library of Congress. This is the Copyright Office. This is how you want to address your envelope. Copyright Office, first line. Next line should read 101 Independence Avenue, comma, Southeast. Next line should read Washington, D.C. The zip code is 20559-6000. Now, if you would like to go online, again, that's for those of you that would like to be who would like to mail in your payments for your copyright. I'm going to give you the phone number also if you'd like to call in. For the web, for those of you that would submit for your copyright by through the computer or the website, you would want to go to www.loc.org, all lowercase, LOC, which stands for Library of Congress, .org. And the phone number is area code 202-707-6372. Again, the phone number for the Library of Congress is area code 202-707-6372. That is if you would like to call and have any questions that I may not be able to answer. But I would like you to know that if you do call the number, you must know exactly who you're trying to reach, because they are a very busy office and sometimes you can't get through. But you don't want to give up, and if you have a question, you want to keep trying until you actually reach someone. And they will definitely put you in contact with the right people that you need to be speaking to pertaining to whatever your question is. So once again, for those of you that would like to go ahead and send off for your copyright, if you have enough information ready, and such as your manuscript, you are ready to send off for your copyright, that is the first thing you want to do is cover yourself, and that is by getting your book copywritten, and that is through the Library of Congress. Again, that address for the Copyright Office is Copyright Office, 101 Independence Avenue, Southeast, Washington, D.C., the code is 20559-6000. Phone number, area code 202-707-6372. And the website, for those of you that would like to register and get your book copyrighted through by way of computer, which is faster and cheaper, that would be www.loc.org. And I will be giving that information out, you know, later on during the course, all the courses of this class or this training session, we will be giving out the information as to how and where you can send off for your copyright for your book. So that is the information that I have for now. For those of you that are tuned in and listening, who is actually ready to receive the assistance from us, here at Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters International Ministries. Again, we are excited for you. We are excited to be able to assist you in getting your book published and printed and market ready. Again, we will be Skyping. That is why, again, you must have your computers up and ready. We will definitely be doing open discussions at the end of each class, and we definitely want to get you involved with the different questions. So, again, do not feel like a question is stupid or it may be embarrassing to ask, because that very question that you may not ask may be the very question that you should have asked that's going to be a blessing and a help to you as well as those who will be taking this class and training session along with you. So, again, it is very exciting to know that we have people in the earth that God is still using and to get his word out, his message, because we are the servants. And God is using people, even through technology and through books, to get the word out about his son, Jesus Christ, and what he did. So we know that God is going to be glorified. When you step out in faith, knowing that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think through by the powers that worketh in us, so we know that without God, we can do nothing, but with him, we can do all things through Christ Jesus. So after saying that, just be determined in your spirit that you know that you are sincere about getting your book out, because people are going to be saved, people are going to be restored back to the Father, and those who are saved in Jesus' name, they are going to be strengthened and blessed and elevated through your book that the Lord has placed in you. So that is why it is so important that when the Lord has a book in us, we must be about our Heavenly Father's business, and we must be about doing what he has assigned to us. In your case, for those of you who are future authors, this may be just one of your assignments. So I know I have a few assignments that the Lord is using me here in the earth for his glory, and I am so grateful. And so, yes, do not get discouraged while you're writing your book. And this is something else that I would like to let you know. While writing your book, it is very important to know that at times, if possible, whenever you, this is what I normally do, I normally keep a tablet or a pad on my nightstand because I found out, you know, you never know when the Lord is going to give you something. And what you want to do is write it down as it comes to you, because sometimes it may come to you while you sleep. In the middle of the night, the Lord may reveal something to you, and it comes to you, and it'll wake you up. So what you want to do is you do not want to just fall back to sleep and say, I'll remember in the morning. In most cases, you are not going to remember it, no matter how you try to remember or recall what the Lord gave you. That is why it's important that you have a pen and paper near you at all times, because you never know when the Lord is going to speak to your heart and to your book. So you want to make sure you write down what he is revealing to you. At some time and some point, it may get discouraging, but what you want to do, you don't want to give up. And my suggestion to each author, especially if you're doing writing books for the Lord that's going to give God glory, you should always pray first. Pray for direction. And, you know, God is not going to lead you wrong, especially when you are about being about his business here in the earth. You do not want to take that lightly, that he could have chosen anyone to write the book that he has placed in your spirit. He could have chosen anyone, but he chose you. Just like he chose me for the work he's done through me for the book that's out now and the one that's soon to be released. And I am so grateful, because I never would have dreamed in my wildest dreams that I would ever be an author. And I'm sure some of me, you may have felt the same way. But God, see, that's why we have to be so careful about how we live and how we go around talking about people and criticizing people, because you never know how the Lord is using someone. The Lord can use you through your book to get people saved. That's going to put the spotlight on Jesus and God, and that's going to give God glory. So when the Lord gives you an assignment like this, you don't want to sit on it, because if you don't do it, he will take it from you and he will give it to someone else who is faithful and who will do what God has assigned for them to do. So, again, that's what we're here for, and it is such a blessing. It gives me great joy to know that we here at Kingdom Builders International Ministries and Kingdom Daughters International, that we're going to be a part of you in assisting you in becoming a published author. And God, again, is going to get the glory, and that is what it's really about, God getting the glory. It's not so much about fame and fortune. If it's done right, God will make sure that you are in the right position, and he will put the right people in front of you, or he will put you in front of the right people at the right time. And sometimes it only takes one person, and the floodgates of blessings will overflow and overtake you. So that's the point that I'm at now. I'm in my waiting point right now, because I know that I have done what the Lord has assigned in my hands pertaining to the books that I'm writing. And so sometimes we just have to keep the faith, keep praising God while you're waiting on your breakthrough, but make sure that you get that book out. Because that is what God is looking at, not so much of what you say. Because a lot of people are saying a lot of things, but what God is looking at, he's looking for action. Okay, I put this book in your spirit. You said that you would follow me, you would obey me, you would do what I said, but you have not touched that book. You have not picked up a pen. You have not prayed about it. You have not gave it a second thought. But yet you say the Lord is using you pertaining to your book. So that is why I am so grateful that the Lord has opened a door that we here at Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters International Ministries are able to assist you with getting your book out that the Lord has placed in your spirit and has in you. And another thing is, you have got to be motivated. You have to sometimes encourage yourself in the Lord, because sometimes when things do not seem like they're coming to you as fast as you think they should, that your book can get out, sometimes you just have to, as I always say, you need to pray first, let the Lord lead and guide you. When you do that, and you do what the Lord has told you to do pertaining to your book, I don't care what it looks like, I don't care what man may say or think, God is going to get the glory. And again, you are going to get blessed for being a doer of God's word and not just a hearer only. So, yes, we are looking forward to working with each one of you. We're going to do this thing together. Again, I am excited. I'm looking forward to seeing your book on the market. I am looking forward to hearing about you going out to different orientations and different workshops, and also different when the schools have open days, for career days, that you have been assigned to go out and actually speak to children or go to a different conference and speak on behalf of your book. It's going to give God glory. So it's not about us. It's not about me. We are just vessels. We are just servants of the Most High God. And one of the ways that we do that as authors is through our books. So if you're not excited already, get excited. Get excited, because that is something to get excited about. One of these days, and it's going to be sooner than you think, you're actually going to see your book in bookstores. I never would have thought that I would have a contract with Barnes & Noble and Amazon, Charles Wright Museum, and about four or five different gospel bookstores, Bible bookstores here in Michigan, Detroit. So the Lord did it for me, and he's not through yet. More doors are going to open, not just for me, but for you as well. So it is going to be a great day when I can actually sit on a platform with my future authors as we present our books to the world. So that is something to get excited about. So I just wanted to let you know that those who have tuned in today, do not get discouraged. Know that God has placed that book in your spirit, and it is time for your book to be birthed to the world. So that is what we're going to do. We're going to help you. We're going to assist you. So again, if you know of anyone else, whether they're at your church or your neighborhood, or on your job, or even in your family, that the Lord has placed a book in their spirit and you have heard them talk about it, or you feel that the Lord is leading them in that direction, pass the information on to them pertaining to how they can register, become a part of the Authors for Success training class, which is now in progress. Again, in order to be a part or take part of this class or this training session for Authors for Success, you first must register. And where you would go to register is www.authorsforsuccess.eventbrite. That's event, B-R-I-T-E, all together, eventbrite.com. Again, once we get the rolling, and when we give it to go into classes starting next week, once you have registered through Authors for Success through eventbrite.com, then you would go on, you want to go to www, starting next week, www.blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Builder International. Again, once you have registered for the Authors for Success through Eventbrite, then you would, next week you want to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Builders International. That's how you would be logged on to actually partake in this Authors for Success training, which is now in progress. So, again, I'd like to take the time out to say thank you for those that did tune in on today, and I do look forward to having you back online next week. And hopefully, if for those that are tuned in on today, if you could give Prophetess Teresa Phillips, Docs, if you can leave her or your name, but I need for those who have tuned in today, I'm going to need your name, because we will be taking roll call before each class starts. We will be doing a roll call, so I can keep track of who actually took the course and who went through and actually completed it. Again, I'm going to need your name, email address. I will need your phone number. I can get in touch with you and also other facilitators from Kingdom Builders. We will need your phone number, your city and state. And also, if you have your book title already, I would like to know that information as well. If you have your book title already, I would need that information. Again, we will be taking roll calls. So for those who have tuned in today, if you could either email me at my email and give me your name, email address, phone number, city and state, and your book title, you could email that information to me in all lowercase, and it will be James_Brown1558@yahoo.com. Again, my email address, for those of you who are tuned in now and are actually listening and would like to be a part of this class who have not registered yet, please email me at James, all lowercase, James_Brown1558@yahoo.com. Or you can pass the information on to Prophetess Teresa Phillips Docs, and she will make sure that I get your information. Once again, I do want to make mention of pertaining to the month-long consecration that is taking place now. It started on the 1st of October, and it will go through the whole month of October. And on each Sunday at 8 p.m., Prophetess Teresa Phillips Docs will be training and teaching on the Internet. So, again, that's each Sunday at 8 p.m. If you'd like to tune in, listen to Prophetess Teresa Phillips Docs. And that's, again, that's every Sunday for the whole month of October at 8 p.m. So this is going to wrap us up for today, and I do look forward to being back with you again on next Thursday. Again, it's 1 hour only each Thursday from 7 to 8 Eastern Standard Time. So please pass the information on to your friends and co-workers and church members and neighbors that we are helping those whom the Lord has placed the book in your spirit, and you need assistance in getting your book ready, market ready, and published. So that is what we are here for. We are excited about helping you get your book on the market. Before we close out, I would like to go close out in prayer. And I do like to thank those who have tuned in on today, and I do look forward to you being with us again on next Thursday. But don't forget to register before next Thursday. Let's go to God in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, once again, we come in the name of Jesus Christ. We come to give your name praise, give you glory, to give you honor, because you are worthy to be praised. We know that there is none like you. And Father, you're such an awesome God. We know that we are not worthy, we don't deserve it. But we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are God all by yourself, and that you love us in spite of ourselves. Heavenly Father, right now we ask that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, and blot out all of our iniquities in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I pray and ask that you will continue to touch and lead and guide and anoint each author, Heavenly Father, that you have placed a book in their spirit, Heavenly Father, that their book will be birthed into the world, Heavenly Father, that you alone will be glorified. So I pray, Lord, you remove anyone that may have any doubts or fears. They will step out on faith, knowing that you are well able, that you have assigned the work to their hands, and that you are well able to complete the work of your word. Let us know that everything that you started, Lord, that you will see it through to completion. Help us, those who are future authors, Heavenly Father, to step out on faith, knowing that you are going to get the glory as they are being doers of your word and not just hearers only. So for this, we give you glory in advance. We give you honor. We give you praise. For you alone is worthy. In Jesus' name, amen. So Lord, be willing, I will see you all in class on next Thursday, 7 p.m. Don't forget to register. Bye-bye.